On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
3 men linked to the murders of a Gauteng water utility executive and his bodyguard are expected to apply for bail next Monday. Rand Waters Deboho Zwala and his bodyguard were shot during a back-to-school campaign in the south of Johannesburg in January. The three accused were arrested in KZN last week. They made their first appearance in the Lanesia Magistrates Court in the south of Johannesburg this morning. The group also faces 3 counts of attempted murder. The electricity minister has used his weekly briefing to caution against using the improvement in the load shedding situation as an electioneering tool. South Africans have not had to deal with the dreaded planned power cuts for nearly a month. Cynics have pointed to the upcoming elections as a reason, saying the ANC is using the improvements as a means to win votes. But Hosiyantsura Mokgopa says the lack of load shedding is merely due to an improvement in generation capacity. He says another factor has been the increase in the use of solar rooftop.
Part of this energy action plan is to ensure that we accelerate the rollout of a rooftop solar solution by both households and industries. I've shared with the country previously that we have seen that there's been a doubling of the capacity of rooftop solar.
The minister says the increase in the use of solar will remain a benefit to the power grid even when the load shedding crisis is no longer an issue.
When you are out of this load shedding situation, we'll still encourage people to roll out rooftop solar solution because we want to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels, renewables, and we want to ensure that households contribute, small and large industries contribute to this transition, if you like, this green transition that we have committed to. We are advocating and we are also executing. So I think it's important that we have that appreciation.
Further afield, an Australian woman accused of murdering her in-laws will face court next month. Erin Patterson allegedly cooked a beef Wellington meal laced with a poisonous mushroom last July. She served it to her parents-in-law and a local pastor and his wife. The two couples allegedly started experiencing food poisoning symptoms that same night, with their health rapidly deteriorating. The in-laws and the pastor's wife died later. The 49-year-old Patterson is also accused of attempting to kill her estranged husband 4 times. Markets have bounced as Middle East fears ease. Iran has downplayed a reported Israeli attack on the country, which came days after a drone and missile strike on Israel by Tehran. Analysts say tensions between the regional foes appear to have cooled, although the situation remains tense. Asian markets rose today, clawing back some of last week's losses, as traders also look ahead to the release of key US inflation data and corporate earnings. London, Paris and Frankfurt have also rose in the morning. The top story, 3 men arrested in KZN and linked to the murders of a Gauteng water utility executive and his bodyguard are expected to apply for bail next week Monday. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.